Have you ever been to the opera? Like really been there? I mean, not just sat in the audience, but really felt the music vibrate through you. You know, I remember the first time I saw a live opera, the orchestra was just thundering. And then all of a sudden, this soprano, her voice just soared over everything, reaching every corner of the hall. And no microphone or anything. It's just breathtaking. It really makes you wonder, how is that even possible? Like, how can one single voice compete with a whole orchestra? That's what we are diving into today. We've got this excerpt all about the physics of the human voice, and we'll be focusing specifically on the techniques opera singers use. So let's unlock the secrets of their vocal power.
Yeah, it really is remarkable what the human voice can do. And you're right, it all starts with those vibrations.
Yeah, the excerpt says that every sound, like whether it's a booming bass drum or like a delicate flute, you know, it all comes down to vibrations, vibrations that create sound waves that our ears pick up.
Exactly. And the speed of those vibrations, what we call frequency, determines the pitch of the note. So faster vibrations mean a higher pitch, slower vibrations mean a lower pitch.
Okay, so more vibrations per second equals a higher note. But is it really just one single vibration making up each note?
Ah, this word gets really cool. Each note actually has a whole symphony of vibrations happening at once. So think of it like this. Imagine a guitar string being plucked. You see that main vibration, right? That's what we call the fundamental frequency, is the basic note that you hear. But then there are also other smaller vibrations happening on that string, like ripples on a pond, you know? Those are called overtones.
So it's like each note has this whole secret world of sound hidden within it.
Exactly. And these overtones aren't just random. They occur at specific frequencies called harmonics or partials. Now here's the kicker. Every instrument, even our voices, they all have a unique set of harmonics. Because of its shape and the materials it's made of, it's like a sonic fingerprint.
Oh, wow. So even if a flute and a violin play the exact same note, you can tell them apart because their harmonics are different.
Absolutely. And this is where opera singers have a secret weapon. You see, human ears are most sensitive to frequencies between 2,000 and 5,000 vibrations per second. This actually goes back to our evolutionary roots. Think about the sounds that were most important for early humans to hear, like a baby crying or a rustle in the bushes that might signal danger.
Whoa, so we are hardwired to pay attention to those frequencies.
Precisely. And guess what? Sopranos, especially, are masters at hitting those frequencies, right in the sweet spot for our ears. By amplifying specific partials in their voices, they create this incredibly clear, ringing sound, a sound that cuts through everything else, even a massive orchestra. We call it the singer's squillo.
It's like they've evolved to just command our attention.
You could say that. And it's not just about hitting the right notes. It's about shaping the sound itself. Opera singers train for years to develop their squillo. They learn to modify the shape and tension of their vocal folds, and even the shape of their vocal tract, to target those frequencies we're most sensitive to.
So they're not just singing, they're sculpting sound with their bodies. It's incredible. So what are some of the specific techniques that they use to do that?
Well, there are a lot of fascinating techniques they use. For example, they can adjust the position of their tongue and lips to enhance certain overtones and dampen others. It's similar to how you change the sound of a flute by covering different holes.
Oh, that's a great analogy.
They also use vibrato, you know, that subtle wavering in pitch, to create a fuller, more resonant sound, which helps them stand out from the instruments. Imagine a single violin playing a note compared to a whole section of violins playing the same note with vibrato. The sound becomes much richer and more powerful.
It's like they're turning their voices into multidimensional instruments. I'm starting to understand how they can create such a powerful impact. But it must take incredible strength and control to do all that.
It absolutely does. And that's where years of training come in. Opera singers develop exceptional breath control, perfect posture to optimize airflow, and even build incredible lung capacity. It's almost like they become vocal athletes.
That makes so much sense. So it's a combination of like natural ability, years of dedicated training, and a deep understanding of the physics of sound. It's amazing. And to think they do all of this without the aid of microphones or amplification.
And let's not forget the role of the concert hall itself. These grand spaces are designed to reflect sound waves towards the audience, further amplifying the singer's voice. It's a perfect marriage of science, architecture, and artistry.
Speaking of architecture, I'm curious, how do these principles apply to different types of singing? I mean, are there specific demands for different opera styles?
That's a great question. And you're right, different styles require different approaches. For instance, a Wagnerian singer, known for those powerful dramatic roles, they need incredible stamina to sustain those long, intense operas.
Yeah,
like running a vocal marathon.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine the lung power that takes.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Now compare that to a bel canto singer. Their style is all about agility and intricate melodies, almost like a vocal acrobat, you know? They need incredible flexibility in their vocal folds to execute those rapid runs and trills.
Oh, wow. So it's not just about volume and projection. It's about tailoring your technique to the specific demands of the music.
Precisely. And, you know, our voices change over time, too. A young singer might have a bright, clear tone, while a more mature singer might have a richer, deeper sound. It's fascinating how our instruments evolve throughout our lives.
That's so true. It's like our voices tell the story of our experiences.
And it's not just opera singers who are manipulating these harmonics. Think about a blues singer bending a guitar string to get that soulful sound.
Yeah.
Or a jazz vocalist adding a little rasp to their voice. They're intuitively tapping into the same principles, using those overtones to create specific emotions and textures.
Wow, I never thought about it that way. So it's not just about hitting the right note, it's about shaping the sound itself to convey a feeling.
Exactly. And even in everyday speech, we use subtle variations in tone and emphasis to communicate meaning. Think about how you might inflect your voice differently when asking a question versus making a statement, or how your tone might soften when you're comforting someone.
That's so true. I never realized how much we're all playing with these harmonics without even thinking about it.
Yeah, it's like we're all amateur sound engineers, constantly adjusting our instruments to fit the situation. And some people are just naturally more skilled at it than others. Think about those friends who can do spot-on celebrity impressions.
Yeah.
Or mimic different accents flawlessly.
Right, vocal chameleons.
It's amazing. Yeah, they have a knack for picking up on those tiny variations in tone and timbre. And they can reproduce them with incredible accuracy. It's really a fascinating form of musical mimicry.
So we're all walking around with these incredibly complex instruments inside of us, and we're using them to express ourselves in ways we probably don't even realize.
It really is incredible. Just imagine the possibilities if we start to become more aware of those tools, when we can consciously start to play with those harmonics, just like opera singers do.
That's a really inspiring thought. We've been so focused on the power of opera singers, but it sounds like these principles apply to all of us, whether we're belting out a tune in the shower or just chatting with a friend.
Absolutely. It's about recognizing the potential of our voices to not only communicate information, but to move people, to create atmosphere, to tell stories.
It's like we're all composers of our own sonic landscapes. This has been such an eye-opening deep dive. We started with the awe-inspiring power of opera singers, dove into the physics behind their techniques, and discovered that those same principles are at work in all of us.
Yeah, it's a journey of exploration, really. And it doesn't require a stage or an audience. It can be as simple as paying attention to the way your voice resonates in different environments. Notice how it changes when you're speaking in a small room versus a large hall, or even outdoors.
It's like a personal science experiment we can all conduct.
Exactly. And think about the emotional impact of your voice, too. How does your tone change when you're excited, or calm, or maybe even a bit mischievous? Experiment with different inflections and see how they affect the way your message is received.
Yeah, this is making me think about all those times I've heard someone speak and instantly felt a connection, or felt moved by their words, like their voice had this intangible quality that went beyond just the words themselves.
And that's the power of mastering the nuances of sound. It's about tapping into the full potential of your instrument, your voice, to not only convey information, but to evoke emotions, create atmosphere, and forge connections.
This has been such an eye-opening deep dive. We started with the awe-inspiring power of opera singers, explored the physics behind their techniques, and discovered that we all possess those same tools just waiting to be unlocked.
Yeah, and who knows, maybe this will inspire you to take a singing lesson or join a choir, or simply pay a little more attention to the way you use your voice every day.
Yeah, it really is. It's like we've been living with this whole world of sound, and we've never even realized it was there. And we can tap into it just by being more mindful of how we use our voices.
Absolutely. It's kind of like learning a new language. You know, the language of sound and resonance. You start to hear things differently. You become attuned to all these subtle nuances. Nuances that can make a really big impact.
So what are some practical ways we can start experimenting with this language of sound?
Well, one fun thing to try is pay attention to how your voice sounds in different spaces. Try singing in the shower, then step into a large room with higher ceilings. You'll notice how your voice changes, how it fills the space differently.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely noticed that. My voice sounds way better in the shower. Is it just me or is there something about the acoustics that does that?
No, you're right. There absolutely is. The hard surfaces in a bathroom, like the tiles in the shower door, they reflect sound waves really well. So it creates more reverberation, which gives your voice that fuller, richer quality.
So it's not just me. The shower really does make me a better singer.
Uh-huh. You could say that. It's like having a built-in sound system.
Yeah.
But even in spaces that aren't as acoustically ideal, you can still experiment with projecting your voice using those techniques we talked about earlier, like breath control and posture.
So it's about being aware of our surroundings and adjusting our technique. Like we're sound engineers fine-tuning our voices to fit the space.
Exactly. And don't forget the emotional side of things. Play around with different inflections and tones. See how just a simple phrase like hello can change depending on whether you're feeling excited, curious, or maybe even a bit mischievous.
It's like we're adding color and texture to our words, turning them into little sonic masterpieces. I'm starting to see how much potential we all have to express ourselves through sound.
And that's what I find so exciting about all this.
Yeah.
Whether you're a seasoned performer or just starting to explore your vocal range, there's always something new to discover.
Yeah.
New ways to connect with others, new ways to share your voice with the world.
This has been an incredible journey. We started with the amazing world of opera, explored the science behind those amazing voices, and now we've realized that we all have that power within us.
Absolutely.
And who knows, maybe this will inspire someone to take a singing lesson or join a choir or just pay a little more attention to how they use their voice every day.
That'd be great.
I know I'm definitely feeling inspired to explore my own voice. So to all our listeners out there, remember, you are a symphony waiting to be heard. Go out there, experiment, play. And let your voice resonate.